You're listening to SBS News.
Samoa's prime minister-elect was locked out of the Pacific Nations Parliament in extraordinary scenes on Monday as her political rival refused to accept electoral defeat, prompting claims of a coup. Fiame Naomi Mataafa arrived at Parliament ready to be appointed Samoa's first female prime minister, accompanied by judges in formal robes and horsehair wigs whose job was to witness her swearing-in. Instead, they were barred from entering the parliamentary chamber as police looked on, while members of the media watched and supporters sang hymns calling for the results of the 9th of April general election to be honoured.
The Chief Justice has walked up to the doors of Parliament and has walked back down. He has brought the entire judiciary, ladies and gentlemen, the entire judiciary have come. They've walked up to the doors of Parliament and they've walked back down.
Parliament was due to sit on Monday morning to swear in new members of Parliament, but in dramatic scenes, the Chief Justice, full judiciary, and police commissioner who perform swearing-in roles were all locked out by the Clerk of the House under orders from the Speaker of Parliament and the caretaker Prime Minister. TVNZ Pacific correspondent Barbara Drever explained that Monday's lockout of Ms. Fiame signaled constitutionally dangerous times ahead for Samoa.
Yes, incredible, disturbing and unprecedented scenes. And the fact that the police commissioner also was there with the judiciary, taking a lot of the police with him, does show that the police are there upholding the rule of law, or trying to. So yes, the fact that the rule of law has been ignored today, these are extremely dangerous, constitutionally dangerous times for Samoa.
Last month's democratic election paved the way for Ms. Fiame to become Samoa's first female prime minister. The leader of the newcomer party, known as FAST, or FAST, was handed a 26-25 seat majority after an independent threw their support behind the party. But after a tumultuous 45 days, one of the longest serving leaders in the world, Tuileapa Sailele Malelalingaoe, who has held power for more than two decades, appears to be using every last-ditch maneuver to stay. After Ms. Fiame was locked out on Monday, Tuileapa held a news conference proclaiming his government remained in charge. Speaking to Samoa Global News, Mr. Tuileapa, who has been in power for 22 years, indicated that he would not secede power.
At this time, there is only one government.
A custodian government.
Two powerful allies have been supporting Mr. Tuileapa. The nation's head of state wrote in a proclamation last week that he was suspending parliament for reasons that he would make known in due course. On Sunday, the parliament's speaker backed him as well. Samoan journalist Langi Poiva Sherelle Jackson told the ABC that gender politics most certainly was playing part in the crisis.
One wonders if she was a man, would Fiame have been sworn in today? There is definitely a gender dimension of this. And again, I go back to weaponizing affirmative action in the Constitution. To have 10% of women in power, that remains to be his line of defense in terms of maintaining power, is that he wants that extra seat for a woman who happens to be in his party to maintain the tie 26-26 in parliament.
Ms. Jackson went on to explain that in her eyes, the election was fair.
It was a free, fair and transparent election that happened in 9 April, and members of parliament were elected. The people spoke and democracy was observed. It just hasn't been carried out to the true form. The full process is not being carried out because there are maneuverings by the caretaker prime minister and the head of state to maintain power within the government of Samoa.
Ms. Fiame's election win was seen as a milestone, not only for Samoa, which is conservative and Christian, but also for the South Pacific, which has had few female leaders. An advocate for women's equality, Ms. Fiame broke new ground during her campaign by going on the road and robustly criticizing the incumbent. She has pledged to stop a $100 million port development backed by Beijing, calling the project excessive for a nation that's already heavily in debt to China. Last month's election initially ended in a 25-25 tie between Ms. Fiamme's FAST party and Mr. Tuliaepa's HRP party, with one independent candidate who chose to go with Ms. Fiamme, while the electoral commissioner appointed another HRP candidate, saying it was required to conform to gender quotas. That made it 26-26. The head of state then stepped in to announce fresh elections to break the tie. Those elections in the nation of 200,000 were scheduled to be held last week. But Fiamme's party appealed, and the Supreme Court ruled against both the appointed candidate and the plans for the new elections, restoring the FAST party to a 26-25 majority. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern told reporters in Wellington that her government is calling on the outcome of the election to be upheld.
Cabinet today discussed events in Samoa, as many of us are watching very closely what is the events that are unfolding there. Again, you know, our strong view is that we hold a huge amount of trust and faith in the institutions in Samoa, in the judiciary, in their democracy, and of course in the outcome that the election delivered. And our call would simply be for all of those things to be upheld.
Ms. Ardern added that New Zealand is not in a position to intervene.
The judiciary is still very strongly holding to their role, working very hard to uphold the outcome of the election. And so really for us, it's a matter of encouraging that that work continues. We are simply not in a position to be playing any interventionist role in that regard.
Amid the political limbo, there are widespread calls for calm. But the Pacific nation remains with a contested leadership, while a power struggle between the courts and the head of state ensues. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.